Levi's 501s. You look like that. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Final hour for us. Hey, this hour and the last hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Lots to get to here. We'll get back into the big story of the day. Let you hear from some of the Falcons that have spoken with the media over the last couple of days as we are broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. Falcons training camp day two in the books. A little bit more to see today. They were out there throwing the ball around a little bit and got a chance to get our eyes on Kirk Cousins throwing the ball for the first time in a training camp. Yesterday was more of a walkthrough. The day before was kind of just check-in day. So, like Raheem said, it's ramp up. They were literally ramping up. And tomorrow, probably even more, as fans will get a chance to see them live at the second-year high school up here in Buford.
Yeah, man. You got to work your way into it. That's the new thing. And I'm going to stop saying that over and over again, but that's what it is. It's the new thing and everything. Yeah. But I'm just tripped because we just saw, obviously, our opening ceremony tonight. And we were talking about Snoop Dogg.
I thought you were going to say what else we were talking about. Yeah. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. No, I would not. I would never bring that to, you know. Hey, man.
I thought today was about to be our last day on the air.
Because it would have been. That's why I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to go there. All right. But, and so the U.S., I guess their opening day outfits as a collective is obviously is by Polo Ralph Lauren.
Yeah.
And it's a nice, like the blazer sharp.
It's
and
very
LeBron's
cool.
is different because he's bringing in the flag. But there's a
Navy. Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
I think other guys are Navy.
Oh, because LeBron's is white.
Yeah, LeBron's white. But it's what the jeans look. This tie, the dress, the button up. Blazer jeans, and we were talking about when that was the look. And so I remember when it was the look, because it was a big designer, like a tailor company named LV, and they did all the players' clothing and everything like that, and that was their look that they would sell you. So I remember bought like two outfits from them, and both of them were blazer jeans, but it wasn't a regular. It was a different type blazer. It wasn't no church blazer. You know what I'm saying? And you were telling me that your boys, that was their look.
Well, because look, I mean, you guys were doing it, right?
Yeah.
Like cool professional athletes who had tailors and money to spend were doing it. So other people were like, oh, we should do that too.
Right.
And my buddies were like, yeah, this is where we're putting on. We're going out tonight. We're going to the club. It's like, dude, that's a blazer you got from being your cousin's best man. And those are Levi's. Like, what are you doing?
They're wearing a tuxedo jacket?
Yeah. You got a black tuxedo shirt on from high school prom and some Levi's 501s. Like, you look like an idiot. You shouldn't be dressed like that. Yeah, LeBron, these guys look great. Like, all that polo stuff is really nice that the Olympic team is wearing. And it's good that we've got polo because, you've seen Canada's got Lululemon.
Owned.
Yeah, they got like some weird Lulu sweatshirts these dudes are wearing.
Can you say nipples?
No.
Oh.
No, they're like covered up. It's a sweatshirt.
Oh, it's a sweatshirt. I thought it was like one of them Lululemon workout shirts where you can see the. I don't know, Andy. I don't wear that stuff, man.
Yeah, no.
And there's nothing wrong with men wearing Lululemon.
Oh, just like because it's thin.
Yeah.
Maybe they'd be okay.
Yeah, yeah,
I see.
Yeah, because yeah, there's nothing wrong with men wearing Lululemon. They do it. I just ain't one of the men. I don't like wearing my wife's brands.
Fair enough.
That's just me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't like.
But my wife wears like Nike.
I said me.
Okay.
Okay.
Does your wife wear? She doesn't wear the pool shoes.
No, she doesn't wear the pool shoes.
You're the big pool shoes guy.
No. What I'm saying is this. I'm not saying I can't wear Nikes. I can wear Nike.
I know.
But you know what I'm saying.
I do. I know. Okay.
Right. As long as you know what I'm saying,
what you're saying
is. Nothing wrong with men wearing Lulu. They got a men's section for a reason.
Yeah, but it's called Lulu. Saying is it's kind of a girl brand.
I ain't saying that because it will go against what I just said as far as being able to have. Because I'll tell you what happened. And my man,
some brands are kind of girl brands.
But
that's
my boy put me, like he kind of went back at me because he was like, this shirt Lulu I got on now. And it looked nice on him. It was a nice white T-shirt. But I was like, I mean, I got Hanes T-shirts and they cost not a fraction of that, you know, but that's the only reason I'm saying. And I'm not saying men can't wear Lululemon. All right, I'm not.
No. But
I'm not.
Sometimes you have a lot of very like Randy specific opinions.
Yes.
That's one of the many things we all love about you. Sometimes I don't know why he thinks that. Like, that's a wild way to think. I'm with you on this one. Lulu okay. to me feels like it's like for yoga ladies.
Yeah, I mean, I love seeing my woman,
which is great.
I love seeing my woman.
Lululemon pants on yoga ladies is a good thing.
I love my wife wearing. Lulu.
Yeah, and my wife specifically.
I love the Lulu. Love the Lulu. I love the Lulu on her.
Yeah,
I don't love it on me. Yeah, that's it. That's all I'm saying.
I'm with you.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm with you. I think the polo blazers look good though. Maybe the blazer with the jeans look is coming back.
You got some cats that still do it.
I'm going blazer with khakis for the wedding tomorrow. I'm gonna look like an Ole Miss frat boy.
Yes, you are
at a tailgate.
But that's what you didn't you? You
that's
wore,
my look.
You wore that. It is because you wore that. You wore that.
That's what I wear to weddings.
You wear that to grants.
My wedding look.
Yeah,
it looks good. I don't know.
There's no problem.
Like,
with
that, I found a lane and I'm comfortably in it.
Yeah, you are a khaki.
I'm a khaki with a sport coat to a wedding guy with a tie. A brown belt and some brown shoes. That's what I wear. That's what I look like at weddings.
And I saw the look.
You don't have to wonder what I'm wearing to your wedding. If I'm invited to your wedding, that's what I'm wearing. I'll probably wear a different tie based on what my wife is wearing.
Right.
Because my wife's got like a pink. It's almost like, you know, those like Japanese kind of like kimono kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
It looks great. By the way, like there's a real chance we're going to be naming a baby after
Midwest. Dude, you're going to Chicago and Detroit.
And Ann Arbor.
I don't want to include that place.
Yeah, but that's where we're going to spend most of the time.
Oh.
Because that's where the wedding is.
How far is Detroit from Ann Arbor? An hour?
From the airport to Ann Arbor is only like a half hour.
Okay.
It's not bad.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were about to say something, though. You were.
I said, with no kids?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, no, it's going to be.
It's going to be on.
Nope. All right, let's get to the big story of the
The love train.
Love train.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Big story of the day to kick off the hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow!
So what you do is when we do it with our low days, those would be the days that our one, so to speak, gets a quarter.
Okay.
Right? When you're counting the reps, you count those ones reps and what they're able to get. And then when you get the medium day, your ones may get a quarter and a half. They may get maybe even two quarters if you can get it right with the situational ball. And then when you get the high day, you try to get as close to a game by 70% as you can get. And those practices against other teams, you really want those things to get ramped up like game-like situations. And then once you get to the preseason, now that determines whether you're going to play, who you're going to play, what you're going to play, how you're going to play. That's the biggest difference.
What was today? Was today a low day, a medium day, or a high day? Was it a medium day?
Yeah, I think it was a medium day.
It was a medium day.
Okay, there we go. That's just a little taste.
That voice that you hear.
You went to the judges, and the judges rule it a medium day.
Medium day.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, that is Joe Patrick. He'll be on with us in
about 10 minutes.
Yes. Okay. All right. Yeah, and that's how it was yesterday when they were trying to explain the reps here.
It's new.
It's new. And the thing about it is, whatever you feel like, you need to do to get your team ready, whatever. I that was the biggest thing that you want to get. When you get to the pads, you want everybody to be in them. You know, you don't want to have a pulled hamstring.
Tomorrow will not be a pads
day,
by the way.
No.
That was confirmed.
Pads coming on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So you want as many bodies as you can when them pads come on. You don't want nobody having a hammy and all that. Now, again, was it from a situation where, you know, because we got up under that iron, you know, and we put pads on the first day, and we ain't had no hamstrings. We ain't have people falling out from heat exhaustion and all that other stuff. And we came out of that thing fully loaded. Now, it's a new day. They got new training, Andy. They got these new sports drinks that, you know, have electrolyte. We had water, you know. But
you must have had some Gatorade or something.
Yeah, water.
Powerade?
Yeah. Okay. But, I mean, they got all this new stuff.
You're more of a Powerade or Gatorade.
They pour it in. They drink these shakes.
Yeah, I know.
They drink the.
I got a thing called a liquid IV.
I
make
that too. They drink the.
Excellent for
hangovers. They drink avocado, whatever, all that stuff, Andy.
Yeah.
Hey, all we had was water. You know, but
water and iron.
Water and iron. That water and iron keep the hamstring strong. Don't let anybody tell you. And that's how we go to work, Andy.
Hey, is a hamstring a ligament or a muscle?
Because
like you can pull it, right?
Yeah, I think it's a muscle.
Okay.
But I mean, you're talking to a guy that's only did it once, and that was the worst because it sucks because it just everything you do it just grabs. And so they got this new construction, you know, but this is what
tendon.
We did. We just went. We played through it, Andy. They had this little this little strap.
It's three muscles.
This little strap that they put on your leg. And it's a tendon. Okay, oh. Thanks, Bo. Yeah. Oh, Bo think he knows stuff now because his gal done went to nurse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, Bo, oh, yeah. Bo know all
Tara's
the
a nurse now.
Tara's
so
a nurse now. So
in
Bo
case we need any medical opinions.
So
we'll
Bo, knows,
back
all,
to
Bo knows all of the damn body parts.
So now we're good
body
on
parts.
All animal-related questions.
Yes.
All medical-related questions.
Yes.
And then Abe's just got us in general for, like, swiping and trivia-related stuff.
Yeah, that's all.
We're good on
this
show.
We're good on this show.
Yeah.
But, no, hey. This is, like I said, tomorrow they're going to be out and about. You're going to see a little bit more because I'm sure the fans are there. They don't want to go a half speed with all them people out there. So you're going to see a lot more people going, you know, fast turnover and everything, getting out of breaks. I mean, but, yeah, I mean, you got to get there and, you know, again, make sure everybody gets to the practice.
Yeah,
here's
the thing. Like, first of all, I'm not going to say anything one way or the other about it because I'm sitting here talking on the radio and I've never – played football at any level. You did, and you had two-a-days, and you had all kinds of crazy stuff to get ready for the season. If other teams were doing what you guys used to do, and this team was doing this, then I would be like, what are we doing?
They're all
but every
doing
team's
it
doing the
yep
same thing.
They're all doing
it's a league-wide. It's a mandate.
You're
Raheem Morris
correct
talked about it yesterday.
You're
like,
absolutely correct.
It's a part of the league's health
because
initiative
because
to keep
you know
guys
they do
safe.
You know what they do? They call the PA. You know, I mean, they call the league.
Yeah.
You know, there's a PA snitch in there, right?
That's somebody's job.
And it's somebody's job.
That's somebody's
it's
job.
It's a player's job to do that. Now, a lot of times, you know, it don't be – for the most part, but like, man, I don't really care. It's football for the most part. But there is a guy that we elect that's supposed to look out for that.
Well, because, like, every year some team gets in trouble
yes
for, like, oh, they spent too much time in practice doing this.
Yes.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
Who told them? Who let them know that?
Will we be knowing?
Right, of course
yeah,
you
yeah
do.
We know.
We also don't
yeah
care.
Yeah,
we're like, oh,
exactly,
that's great. Well, this is
we
lots of practice. All right, anyway, Smoking Joe Patrick is with us. He'll join us on the other side of the break. He got a chance to watch practice today. He got a chance to talk to everybody, maybe throw an elbow or two at D-Led or whoever else might have gotten in his way. We'll clear the deck for Smoking Joe coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Bad beer. Yeah.
The party's going on. Thank God it's Friday.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday. Live from Flowery Branch. Falcons training camp day number two in the books. Thanks again to all the Falcons staff that help out so much while we're up here. David Bassidy just popped his head in here and checked on us,
yeah,
just making sure we're good, as he always does. Awesome, dude. Thanks again to Kyle Pitts as well for coming on the show in the 11 o'clock hour. If you missed that interview, check it out, 92.9thegame.com, the Andy and Randy page. We had a good question-to-minute ratio. We asked 14 questions
yeah,
in nine
man
minutes.
Yeah, dog.
Kyle, good answers, brief.
Brief.
He's a man of few words. He lets his play do the talking.
He's becoming a vet on this.
Yeah,
yeah. Sure. He's becoming a old school vet. Just hurry up, slack a vet, because he wants to sit there.
Come
with
on,
us
guys.
Yeah, he wants to sit there. Come on, man.
I just practiced. I like to go take a shower, get
can
some
we
food.
Yeah, can we go? Hurry up, man. I just want to go. Yeah, and everything like
so
that.
So we tried. We made it happen. We got in and out in about 10 minutes. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Get your questions ready. Probably, well, you could text us or tweet us as well, but we'll obviously get the phone lines open and take questions that way. But we couldn't talk to Joe Patrick yesterday because practice was in a little bit of a different time, but we're going to talk to him now. Let's get Smoking Joe in here.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
Look at that notebook. Look at that notebook, just filled.
Filled
got,
with.
Gotta have the notebook.
Filled
yeah,
with
just
notes.
Pages filled with information.
Notebook full of
what does
notes
it say on the front of it? What does that say? It's like a field guide or
field
something?
Field notes.
It
yeah
is. That's what I thought.
Do you have any of these?
I've seen those at REI before.
Yeah, they're
like
a bit.
What?
It looks
at
like
at REI.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
They sell those
exactly
at REI.
What the hell is REI?
Oh, you know what REI is?
Obviously not.
It's like a outdoor.
It's like an outdoors store.
Good place to get hiking boots.
Oh,
yeah. This is what
kayaks.
Oh,
that's
okay
what the Patrick family gets in their stockings every year from
okay
old pops. Yeah,
oh,
some
okay
field notes, notebooks, maybe some rope. You know, you never know when
what
you might need a little bit of
encounter
rope. You know?
Hell,
some quench gum.
You got a
quench gum is a big one.
A what?
Quench gum. It's this gum. I think you can only get it at Aria.
You know who needed that today was Drake London.
Yeah.
Drake London overheated at practice today and had to walk off the field. Is he all right? Did you get a chance
apparently
to follow up on that?
All I know is what David Bassetty told us, which is that he's overheated, but I assume they'll get him back down to temperature.
Okay.
Get him in a nice cool room, and then everything will be okay. All right. It was hot out.
He said, get him back to temperature.
We'll get him cooled off. Get him inside.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Give him an ice bath. All right. Anyway, outside of that, what were the other big stories on day two? I know day one yesterday, the big story was Kirk Cousins told everybody he's not playing in the preseason.
Yeah.
Did he tell us any other news today?
Right. He didn't drop any more news. No, he did not speak today. Otherwise, he probably would have. Did you guys get to watch any of practice today, by the way?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's the red zone.
It was so much more efficient, and just the way that the offense was flowing. It made me think back to the first few days of training camp last year, where the story from a lot of the reporters to, you know, Arthur Smith was, you know, does the defense usually have an advantage in these first few few days of training camp? Because that's kind of how it was. It was a struggle for the offense last year, and today I didn't personally chart an incompletion for Kirk Cousins. Somebody else said that they had him at 15 for 16.
Hell yeah.
I know Randy's shaking his head because this is, you know.
I didn't say anything.
You say, you say so much without saying anything at all, Randy.
That's what I said last week. Exactly what I said.
But no, he looked really good. You know, attacking all areas of the field, completed a deep ball, which, again, that's something we never really saw last year, was the success with the deep ball. Had one to Ray McLeod. When you talk to the players also, you just hear them say he's almost like an extension of the coaching staff in the way that you just get instant feedback from him and what you should be doing that's going to help the whole offense and help them individually. So I think that everybody's just super excited to have somebody like that at the helm. Kyle Pitts called him the captain of the ship, and we're all just kind of following him.
Right. When you look at, because I know still second practice, everything like that, we all look at personnel groupings and everything. That's how you kind of determine who the starters, who's with the ones. Who's the third guy with them right now? I'm talking about with the ones on offense. Third receiver.
The third receiver. It's been Ray McLeod. Okay. He's been the third, so it'd be like London, Mooney, and then Ray McLeod. I've seen Mooney getting a ton of catches. I actually don't have London charted for a ton of catches today. You know, again, you can read into this as much or as little as you want. We're basically one practice into this. But, you know, Mooney, he was a question mark from a lot of, you know, national pundits and stuff. Oh, did the Falcons overpay for a player, you know, 3-year deal on a significant amount of money? But he certainly seems to be quite a crucial piece to this offense, which you would expect him to be considering the contract they did give him. But I think it's been good to see so far what he's been able to do on the field.
I did get to see some of that. Obviously saw a lot of Cousins, and I didn't see an incomplete pass.
Yeah.
Saw Penix as well. Didn't see many completions from him either. A couple drops, but I mean that can't control that. Mm-hmm. What did you see from him on the first day where he was kind of out there throwing it around?
Yeah, still really good stuff. He did get to kind of show us the arm on one play. It was a drop by Rondale Moore, unfortunately. And we should actually talk a little bit about that, about how Raheem Morris kind of responded to that play. But it was a drop by Rondale that would have been probably like a 60-yard completion or something. I actually had the throw itself going from the Falcons' own 20 on the hash to the opposite sideline at the 25, which is where the ball would have gone. So that's 55 yards plus diagonally, across the entire field. So impressive arm from him. And by the way, it was right on the money, like I said. And then Rondale Moore, he bobbles it. And Raheem, instead of like kind of getting on Rondale, he gets on Ike Hilliard. He's like, yeah, I got to get you a new coach, you know, and then Ike gets all, you know, steamed up and he starts jawing. So I actually think it's kind of a smart move. Like, you know, this is just Raheem and the way that he interacts with players and just kind of the dynamics that he presents to the team. And I think it's smart because you're not like, you know, you're not reinforcing that negative thing that just happened on that player that just did that. And like, he probably knows, you know, Rondale probably knows he should have come down with that ball and everything. And so just kind of that's the kind of vibes that are out here right now, which I think all the players are really appreciating.
What about on defense? Because I did get out there to watch the start of red zone, I think it was, and they were going ones versus twos. One always first defense.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what they were going.
Yep.
And I saw that Troy Anderson was out there instead of Lamon inside out there. Is this more of like just rotating those guys in, or him and Lamon, or is it Troy job.
Well, to me,
and what do you think? Joe?
So I think Troy was in there with the twos.
Was that the twos?
Probably it was probably the twos. They've been mixing it up, right? Okay. Like they've been rotating in and out. So none of these are set in stone. But from what I've seen both days, the first defense that has come out on the field for a play the linebackers have been Caden Ellis and Nate Lamb. That makes me think that that's kind of their first down kind of know, tandem. And I'm sure that they have different packages, and as well as the secondary. They'll probably use some three safety stuff because they started dabbling with that a little bit last year with Marco Helms when he kind of came on. So they've got a lot of different things, I think, defensively that they're going to try to throw at teams. And I think that that's basically going to be what they lean into on the defensive side of it, because they don't really have the same quality talent that a lot of NFL teams have on that side of the ball. They got a lot of young players with a lot of energy. So I think that they're going to say, let's try to utilize that to the best extent we can, and just throw different looks at opponents to try to confuse them.
Okay, so real quick, because the offense was in a nickel situation, mm-hmm. So that was going to be my next question. So do you think, because you said Lamb was in there, and you saying it was a first down defense, so you think he'll be more, and again, still really early, more in the base defense, and Troy will come in and sub packages?
That's what it seems like to me so far, especially like on the early downs when you have more run to protect. Yeah. And Nate Lamb proved himself last year to be one of the best run-stopping linebackers in the NFL. Yep. It's what led the Falcons to having, by PFS standards, the best run defense in the league last year. So clearly an important piece for this defense.
Well, it's something to watch, right? I mean, Troy Anderson was a second-round draft pick a couple of years ago, lauded for the athleticism. I got on the field some as the season went on his rookie year, and last year got hurt. Mm-hmm. These guys didn't draft him.
Right.
That was the last regime. I know it's the same general manager, but from a scheme standpoint, an Italian evaluation standpoint from a coaching staff, it was a different group that drafted him, and didn't play last year. And Landman played and played well. So I don't know. I'm watching what Troy Anderson does and how he's used and everything we see from him closely, because I think it's a really interesting story.
And Nate Lamb is just a more experienced linebacker than Troy Anderson just in general. I mean, Troy Anderson's only been playing linebacker for a few years now. You know, he converted in college from a running back to a quarterback, and then only to a linebacker in that last year. So, you know, he just doesn't have that kind of natural instincts, but he obviously has the physical, everything that you want physically from a linebacker to be able to play. And I know that Caden Ellis says that he told us yesterday that he's one of the guys that like asked the most questions in the meeting room. And he says that in a good way, kind of showing that like he's kind of thinking like on a very detailed level about what the Falcons are doing. But I would say that it is, you can notice it. There's just sometimes a little bit of a delay in the way he reads his keys and whatnot. And, maybe some of that is also down to just having, one, the lack of experience, and then compounded by the fact that he didn't get to play all last year. So there's a little bit of catching up for him to do when they hit full speed like they were today.
Joe, what's a position battle that you're looking forward to seeing how it irons out? Mine is definitely a strong safety because of, like I like Hellman. He came in and played really well for him. And Richie, we don't know what he is. What's yours? Yeah.
Mine's probably on that defensive line because you have a really interesting mix of all these young players that they obviously drafted this year with guys like Aruga Roro, Brandon Dorlas, really talented players that I think we're all really excited about. And then also you've got some quality veterans that this team added last year when they went through this injury hit. When Grady got hurt, they signed Catavia Street. Lakeil London, they gave a contract. And these guys are now guys that are going to find themselves on the bubble. And they're, frankly, like NFL-quality players who, the Falcons are going to have to make some tough cuts at the position group. And how does the change in scheme from what they were doing last year under Ryan Nielsen in a 4-3, how does that translate to what some of these guys do in a different scheme in a 3-4? How does Eddie Goldman play into this? Because he's that kind of nose tackle type that
he might retire at any point.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I thought he retired again.
Then he came back again.
Oh.
Yeah, he's
you've actually seen him?
Yes, we've seen him out there. He's been rotating in.
Because I was half of me that thought maybe he was just a prank.
He's definitely
just messing with us.
He's a one down kind of guy. He comes in for like specific situations when you got to stop the run and everything. But for a 3-4 defense, he could be that nose tackle that you really need.
What about Grady coming off the injury? I know he got a chance to talk to the media yesterday, and like everybody loves Grady. It almost feels like, hopefully it turns out like this, it almost feels like the Freddie Freeman kind of track a little bit, where the team was good when he was first here, and then he just hung tight and was the guy on some not very good teams. And now hopefully they get good again at the end.
I don't want him to go to L.A., but you know what I mean. It's not a direct analogy, but hopefully the team's good now again, and he can be a part of it. What's is his role any different at all coming off the injury or in this defense or anything like that?
I wouldn't say the role is any different so far in training camp. You know, because he's had this long layoff and the injury, he's been taking fewer reps than some of these other guys, which I think is totally understandable. But I don't think that they'll hold him back really much once they get to the regular season. I think that he'll play probably as much as possible, and he wants to play as many downs as possible. He hates coming off the field.
Right.
I don't think he was totally down with last year. They were doing a lot of rotations, these kind of hockey shifts on the defensive line where he was coming off the field a lot, and he wants to be out there. And that's just the kind of like competitive spirit that guy has. And you know, something that yesterday he was just talking a lot about the injury and kind of the emotions of coming back from that. And something that really kind of struck me was him talking about just that 5-10 minutes you take before practice when you're just taping up your fingers, you know, taping up your wrists. Like, that's that kind of like special moment, I feel like, for an athlete where you just kind of focus in, hone in on what you got to do, even if it's just out of practice. And I think that he's never been more appreciative for something like that. And he looks good physically. I mean, you know, they got the new barbershop in here now. That's one of the amenities. They got a barbershop, so he had what looked like a fresh cut and just looked ready to, you know, get out there and hit the field and have a good season.
You've been around here.
Yeah, I have.
I mean, is it like I haven't
seen the new stuff. They just told us about the barbershop, but okay. I have Kadarryl Hodge put out a little video of the new locker room. I don't know if you guys saw that. It's insane. I can't believe it's the same space.
I've never been to the old one, but I mean, this one is sharp.
The old one was fine. There's nothing wrong with it, but the new one looks like a spaceship. It's incredible.
It just didn't have all the fancy lighting and all that stuff that they've got in there now. And apparently there's a cool, the way the air filters through the lockers, I guess, keeps everything kind of more fresh in there.
There you go.
Unbelievable. You need iron water to appreciate some nice stuff,
Right. That's enriched water.
Well, the reason they have to do it is because all these guys come from schools that have better locker rooms than the NFL teams do.
Yeah.
They got
like
lazy rivers and putt-putt courses in their facility, and then they get here and it's like, what's this, just a locker?
Yeah.
Like, sorry, man.
Hey, before you go, Bunk, Patrick Mahomes on the Raiders, Kermit the Frog, it's still early in the year. It will get handled when it gets handled.
Dude, he's going to put up 500.
R.I.P. Raiders.
He's going to murder those guys. What are they thinking about? Hey, Joe, thank you.
Thanks, appreciate you, my boy.
Thank you, man. We'll obviously talk to Joe throughout training camp, as we'll be here a ton. We'll grab a quick break, come back, and get to your AMA questions. Any question, any topic, 404-726-0929. This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the midday show with Andy and Randy, wrapping it up on a Friday. As you know, we always live for the weekend. One more segment. Bunk had to get out of here. He has got to make his way down to the airport. As we've been talking about, him and his wife are headed out of town. So hopefully he gets there, all that other stuff, because he is flying Delta. So hopefully all that stuff is working and everything. But you can call us at 404-726-0929. Obviously, since he's not here, Joe Patrick's going to hang out and do the AMA. Also, my main man, Bo Johnson, is going too. So if you had questions for Andy, maybe some wilderness or something, scratch that. All right, we got Bo, who is a jack of all trades, who eats possums and raccoons and stuff, and Joe Patrick, who, as we all know,
we shoot the possums and raccoons.
And that's exactly what he is. So, Bo, you got the call screen. I do not have that. By the way, this is brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. First caller, Bo, take it away.
First caller today, we're going to go out to Devin in KC. What up, Devin?
Man, listen, bro. And I got to holler at you, bro. You know we family, right?
Okay.
All right, bro. So, listen, my head big as hell, right? And not only is my head big, big, bro. And not only is my head big, but I'm going bald, bro.
And
I thought at first I would like it. You know, I would shave my head and everything. But, bro, I'm tired of shaving. I'm tired of shaving, bro. I'm tired of trying to do all that, bro. So, my question is, should I get that Mike Bell treatment? Should I get the surgery, bro? Should I do the hair restoration thing? Tell Mike I need that sponsorship discount, bro. Tell him who
I got. Okay. All right. Well, Devin, being a man with a good grade of hair It runs in a family. We don't have hair problems. But I would tell you this, because Joe, I
got the hair problem, so I'll get on that after,
So Joe got FBI. I'm pretty sure, because like I said, when I first got to the station, Mike was completely bald. Completely bald. And now Mike, I mean, it flows.
He looks good.
Mike has flows.
Great.
Mike has the beautiful locks and everything. Now he's growing the beard out. So I can, you know what men's hair restoration, all those things, from what I, you know, everybody, it says it works. Remember Hugh? Hugh got it done. Hugh damn near got a Jerry curl now. And so if that's the case, but Joe Patrick, man with I don't want to insult you.
I got hair problems.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, no, you can insult me any way you want, Randy. And, okay. You know, so it's funny, Devin, that you bring this up because, you know, our buddy Oren, you know, he posted in the group, the producer chat, that he had, you know, cut his hair short.
Right.
This guy's had a fro as long as I've ever known him.
Right.
And he cut it short. That inspired me. I actually shaved my head that day, completely bald with a razor.
Uh-huh.
And I actually hated it.
Ouch.
Because it was like it was like Velcro. It was like my head. I just didn't like the feeling of it. So I'll take off my hat.
Joe!
So I've grown it out a little bit, but I still am not decided. I don't know what to do with it.
Joe, you got a cul-de-sac.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah, it's bad.
Ever do that.
It's bad.
Never knew that. I've never seen you without a hat. Okay, and secondly, my man, Bo, because I remember Bo, when we went away from COVID, Bo Johnson, who's back at Studio, was bald. The first time I see Bo after COVID, Bo has locks.
Yeah.
So, Bo, what is your suggestion for Devin?
So, my advice to Devin, look, so I've never talked to anyone who has done the hair reconstruction, if that's what you call it. I've never talked to anyone that wasn't happy with it. So, those guys down there do a great job with it. So, if that's what you and your wife want to make happy, go ahead and do it. But if not, the bald life's cool, too.
Okay. Who's next, Bo?
Oh, we're going to go down to Justin, who is in Barnesville. What's up, Justin?
What up, Jay?
Hey, guys. Y'all remember the first year of the Arthur Smith era when he sat Matt and Julio and everybody throughout the preseason, and they went out week one and stuck it up? Would Kirk go ahead and say, he's not playing and coming off an injury and learning a new system and all new coaches? I know they want to look big picture and for him to be healthy throughout the season. But, I mean, do you think there's any – gain to him sitting out the entire preseason and expect him to be sharp in week one or week two?
Yeah. I mean, I think that when you look at – I appreciate the call. When you look at the preseason and especially a guy like Kirk Cousins who's played so much football and everything like that, I mean, I think a lot of times it's – because I hate blaming the preseason and Bo on the fact if they come out game one is bad. Right. Because I've seen guys light it up in preseason and they come out and look bad. I've seen people look bad in preseason and come out looking. I just always look at it for what it is at the time. You just play bad.
Yeah.
That's how I view it.
Yeah. I think, it's funny because so much is made of preseason when really fans would just ideally like to see five snaps from a couple series from Cousins in the preseason, which really is not that much. He'll take way more reps than that over the course of training camp. But I think it's more – for me – if you're coming out in the first week and you have delays of game, these penalties that are easily avoidable, especially if it's kind of, stuff within the, the operations of the unit, then I think you can make the argument, okay, we maybe needed to do some of this in preseason. Other than that, I don't think there's that much of an impact.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way coaches generally see it,
I think that's exactly how they see it, but it is what it is. All right, Bo, you got next?
Let's go
next?
To Joel in Hiram.
What's up, Joel? What's going on, Randy? How you doing today, brother?
Hey, what's up, Joel? What's going on, brother?
Hey, man, I had actually talked to you and Ray Andy yesterday, and you were the one. My daughter was graduating high school this year.
Right.
And you told me to make sure I save money.
Yes.
I got a call from my credit card company, and she went out, and she heard what you said, let my wife hear, and they went out and spent $5,000 yesterday. So.
Holy. Now, Joel. I want to be in your business and everything. I ain't caught your pocket. But what the hell did they spend $5,000 on?
She got a new MacBook. She got a new iPhone and clothes.
What?
Wow.
Lululemon, no doubt.
Yes. Because my daughter is very into the Lululemon. My daughter's the same age as yours. She's very into the Lululemon.
Back to school clothes.
Well, Joe, I'm sorry. I am. I'm very sorry that – that happened to you and everything like that.
It is what it is, though, bro.
I know, man. I told you, man. And my baby Kai is the same age as your daughter. I'm going through the same thing. Now, she ain't getting a new damn MacBook Pro, though. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that ain't going to happen. But, you know, but I tell you what, Joe. She's going to appreciate it more. And but that ain't the last stop of that, Joe.
You can at least hold that over for the grades. You
exactly.
Know? You better bring on the A's.
Exactly, dog. But yeah, $5,000 one day on a laptop because y'all listen to me and Bunk. I'm sorry.
I'm assuming she's already enrolled in college if they're going to go drop $5,000. Because if not,
but that's
wow.
what I'm saying. No, this is her senior year in high school, though, Bo. So $5,000 on the back,
man.
Hey, man. But Bo, you got girls. So you know how it is.
Oh, I know exactly how it is. Y'all, that was the perfect advice, was to start saving up your money. But, gee, man, like one day?
One day? Yeah, man. But real quick, Joe, when you call back, we'll talk to your money. Was it all, like, your money? Like, what, y'all joint account? Yeah. Or like, somebody, like, they spent all your money?
Woo. Sounds like they may have racked up a credit card. We'll find out Monday.
Yeah.
Let's go down to Brandon and Cumming. What's up, Brandon?
Fellas, what's happening? Real quick, real easy. If your mom showed up at your house today, what meal would you want her to cook?
Oh, man.
Great
tell you, like my mom, and she does it all the time. Whenever she comes up, whenever she cooks, she always brings – I love my mother's fried chicken. And it don't matter when – don't matter. Since I was a little kid till I'm a whatever, 40-something, whatever man now. Mama always makes fried chicken when she comes to the house. And she always brings – and I would say this. She always brings me fat back. And I'm talking about the white fat back mm-hmm. with that thick gristle.
Mm-hmm.
She always brings me a Ziploc bag of those. Mm. Every single time she comes to the house.
Mm. Nice. Mine would be – my mom does a great pasta salad that's, like, running our family for a while. It's got, like, a lot of, like, salami and meats in there and stuff.
Ooh,
so that's
nice.
Probably what it would be. But you know what? My favorite thing is always every birthday, it's always the yellow cake.
The yellow, like, with the chocolate?
Yeah.
Like Duncan Hines?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. The Duncan Hines cake? Yes, sir.
Yes. Yeah.
So every time that I go home, and this is without fail, every time I go home, every time I walk in my mom and daddy's house, gumbo's on the pot. I can smell it right when I walk in.
Gumbo.
What's in the gumbo, Bo?
So typically,
and you know what I'm talking about, Bo.
So typically, Olivia will be with me these days, or Tara and Kate, and they're more pickier than Olivia is. So typically, it's just like okra and sausage, or okra and chicken, or something like that. Haven't actually eaten squirrel gumbo in quite a few years. So nobody at my mom and dad's house will go out and kill the squirrel. See, down at my like my aunt's down in South Louisiana, I got a bunch of cousins that'll actually go out and kill the squirrel and whatnot. So yeah,
that's right.
It's gumbo for me though.
Oh my goodness!
All right, so we got a social question here from Josh Willis on Twitter. What's up, Josh? What is the midday show opinion of Bryce Young?
Did you see that? Did you see the video of him yesterday walking with the backpack?
Yes, he looked like a fourth grader going there.
He looked like he just won, got $5,000 of MacBook and
you know what? My opinion on Bryce Young is that I don't know, Joe, because I thought last year I'm not the only person that thought like this was the structure around him with mm-hmm. the coaching, the offensive staff, and having a veteran like Andy. I thought that was perfect for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out after the fact that there's the divisive of the offensive coaches, got the owner who we know who he is and mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm. They didn't have talent around him. And so I said, if Adam Thielen is your number one receiver at this stage of his career, it's going to be a long year for this kid.
Yeah.
And it was. So I don't know. I know he got a quarterback. He got a head coach who did works with Baker and Geno, and I know all that, but I just don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to like totally write him off because of the size, because obviously we like seeing smaller quarterbacks can have success. And I don't know, did you see the Caleb Williams kind of video
that they
put out there? Yeah. So that's the kind of thing that you want from that smaller quarterbacks, to get out of the pocket and have those crazy arm angles and stuff like that. But I don't really recall a lot of Bryce Young actually doing that kind of stuff last year either. Seemed like to me he was just kind of trying to throw out of the pocket, and that's where the size, it will hurt you. So they got to change something up there, obviously, to free him up. You would think that Dave Canales, though, is a good offensive coordinator that would be able to fix him. He fixed Baker, so
let's see what he can do.
He's a more talented player.
All right, one last quick one here, fellas. Let's go down to Danielle in Atlanta to finish this up. Danielle, don't suck.
Hey, how you doing, Randy?
What's up, man?
And Ball. Hey, I just wanted to know, man, when you first got out, when you were single, what was the first thing you learned how to cook and how easy was it? Because, man, I'm struggling. I don't cook. I always buy stuff. I'm tired of doing that.
Oh, man. It's so crazy because I was always – I was, you know, latchkey kid, everything like that. So mm-hmm. I learned how to cook by watching my mama. But, oh, God, I can't even
spaghetti?
Remember. Probably.
Spaghetti. Yeah. I mean, that was like in college I just ate a lot of spaghetti.
Yeah, man. But, I mean, I could cook pretty much anything that I eat now. But, like, I would say I could never when I was – could get a steak right how I wanted it. Mm-hmm. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the midday show with Andy and Randy wrapping it up on a Friday. As you know, we always live for the weekend. One more segment. Bunk had to get out of here. He has got to make his way down to the airport. As we've been talking about, him and his wife are headed out of town. So hopefully he gets there, all that other stuff, because he is flying Delta. So hopefully all that stuff is working and everything. But you can call us at 404-726-0929. Obviously, since he's not here, Joe Patrick's going to hang out and do the AMA. Also, my main man, Bo Johnson, is going too. So if you had questions for Andy, maybe some wilderness or something, scratch that. All right, we got Bo, who is a jack of all trades, who eats possums and raccoons and stuff, and Joe Patrick, who, as we all know,
we shoot the possums and raccoons.
And see, that's exactly what he is. So, Bo, you got the screen, the call screen. I do not have that. By the way, this is brought to you by Right from the Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. First caller, Bo, take it away.
First caller today, we're going to go out to Devin in KC. What up, Devin?
Man, listen, bro. And man, I got to holler at you, bro. You know we family, right?
Okay.
All right, bro. So, listen, my head big as hell, right? And not only is my head big, yeah, I like big, bro. And not only is my head big, but I'm going bald, bro.
Okay.
And I thought at first I would like it. You know, I would shave my head and everything. But, bro, I'm tired of shaving. I'm tired of shaving, bro. I'm tired of trying to do all that, bro. So, my question is, should I get that Mike Bell treatment? Should I get the surgery, bro? Should I do the hair restoration thing? Tell Mike I need that sponsorship discount, bro. Tell him who
I got.
Bro.
Okay. All right. Well, Devin, being a man with a good grade of hair, it runs in a family. We don't have hair problems. But I would tell you this, because Joe, I
got the hair problem, so I'll get on that after you
okay.
go.
Okay. So Joe, gonna be all right. I'm pretty sure, because like I said, when I first got to the station, Mike was completely bald. Completely bald. And now Mike, I mean, it flows.
He looks good.
Mike has
flows. Great.
Mike has the beautiful locks and everything. Now he's growing the beard out. So I can, you know, what men's hair restoration, all those things. From what I, you know, everybody, it says it works. Remember Hugh. Hugh got it done. Hugh damn near got a Jerry curl now. And so if that's the case, but Joe Patrick, I don't want to insult you.
I got hair problems.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, no. You can insult me any way you want, Randy. And, you know, so it's funny, Devin, that you bring this up because, you know, our buddy Oren, you know, he posted in the group, the producer chat, that he had, you know, cut his hair short.
Right.
This guy's had a fro as long as I've ever known him.
Right.
And he cut it short. That inspired me. I actually shaved my head that day, completely bald with a razor.
Uh-huh.
And I actually hated it.
Ouch.
Because it was like it was like Velcro. It was like my head. I just didn't like the feeling of it. So I'll take off my hat.
Joe!
So I've grown it out a little bit, but I still am not decided. I don't know what to do with it.
Joe, you got a cul-de-sac.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, did not know that.
Yeah, yeah, it's bad. It's
never
bad.
Ever do that.
It's bad.
Never knew that. I've never seen you without a hat. Okay, and secondly, my man, Bo, because I remember Bo, when we went away from COVID, Bo Johnson, who's back in the studio, was bald. The first time I see Bo after COVID, Bo has locks.
Yeah.
So, Bo, what is your suggestion for Devin?
So, my advice to Devin, look, so I've never talked to anyone who has done the hair reconstruction, if that's what you call it. I've never talked to anyone that wasn't happy with it. So, those guys down there do a great job with it. So, if that's what you and your wife want to make happy, go ahead and do it. But if not, the bald life's cool, too.
Okay. Who's next, Bo?
Oh, we're going to go down to Justin, who is in Barnesville. What's up, Justin?
What up, Jay?
Hey, guys. Y'all remember the first year of the Arthur Smith era when he sat Matt and Julio and everybody throughout the preseason, and they went out week one and stuck it up? Would Kirk go ahead and say, he's not playing and coming off an injury and learning a new system and all new coaches? I know they want to look big picture and for him to be healthy throughout the season. But, I mean, do you think there's any – gain to him sitting out the entire preseason and expect him to be sharp in week one or week two?
Yeah. I mean, I think that when you look at – I appreciate the call. When you look at the preseason and especially a guy like Kirk Cousins who's played so much football and everything like that, I mean, I think a lot of times it's – because I hate blaming the preseason Joe and Bo on the fact if they come out game one is bad. But, all right, because I've seen guys light it up in preseason and they come out and look bad. I've seen people look bad in preseason and come out looking – I just always look at it for what it is at the time. You just play bad.
Yeah.
That's how I view it.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's funny because so much is made of preseason when really fans would just ideally like to see five snaps from, right. You know, a couple series from Cousins in the preseason, which really is not that much. He'll take way more reps than that over the course of training camp. But I think it's more – for me – if you're coming out in the first week and you have delays of game, you know, these penalties that are easily avoidable, especially if it's kind of, you know, stuff within the, what do they call it, like the operations of the unit, then I think you can make the argument, okay, we maybe needed to do some of this in preseason. Other than that, I don't think there's that much of an impact.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way coaches generally see it,
too. I think that's exactly how they see it, but it is what it is. All right, Bo, you got next?
Let's go to Joel in Hiram.
What's up, Joel? What's going on, Randy? How you doing today, brother?
Hey, what's up, Joel? What's going on, brother?
Hey, man, I had actually talked to you and Ray Andy yesterday, and you were the one. My daughter was graduating high school this year.
Right.
And you told me to make sure I save money.
Yes.
I got a call from my credit card company, and she went out, and she heard what you said, let my wife hear, and they went out and spent $5,000 yesterday. So.
Holy. Now, Joel. I want to be in your business and everything. I ain't caught your pocket. But what the hell did they spend $5,000 on?
She got a new MacBook. She got a new iPhone and clothes.
What?
Wow.
Lululemon, no doubt.
Yes. My daughter is very into the Lululemon. My daughter, the same age as yours, she's very into the Lululemon.
It's back to school clothes.
Well, Joe, I'm sorry. I am. I'm very sorry that – That happened to you and everything like that. I know, man. I told you, man. My baby Kai is the same age as your daughter. I'm going through the same thing now. She ain't getting a new damn MacBook Pro though. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that ain't gonna happen. But you know, but I tell you what, Joe, she's gonna appreciate it more. And but that ain't the last stop of that, Joe.
You can at least hold that over for the grades. You better bring on the A's.
Exactly, dog. But yeah, $5,000 in one day on a laptop because y'all listen to me and Bunk. I'm sorry.
I'm assuming she's already enrolled in college if they're gonna go drop $5,000. Because if not,
but that's what I'm saying. No, this is her senior year in high school, though, Bo. So $5,000 on the back,
man.
But Bo, you got girls. So you know how it is.
Oh, I know exactly how it is. And y'all, that was the perfect advice, was to start saving up your money. But, gee, man, like one day?
One day? Yeah, man. But real quick, Joe, when you call back, we'll talk to your money. Was it all, like, your money? Like, was y'all joint account? Yeah. Or like, somebody, like, they spent all your money?
Sounds like they may have racked up a credit card. We'll find out Monday.
Yeah.
Let's go down to Brandon and Cumming. What's up, Brandon?
Fellas, what's happening? Real quick, real easy. If your mom showed up at your house today, what meal would you want her to cook?
Oh, man. I tell you, like my mom, and she does it all the time. Whenever she comes up, whenever she cooks, she always brings – I love my mother's fried chicken. And it don't matter when – don't matter. Since I was a little kid till I'm a whatever, 40-something, whatever man now. Mama always makes fried chicken when she comes to the house. And she always brings, and I would say this, she always brings me fat back. And I'm talking about the white fat back with that thick gristle.
Mm-hmm.
She always brings me a Ziploc bag of those every single time she comes to the house.
Mm, nice. Mine would be, my mom does a great pasta salad that's like running our family for a while. It's got like a lot of like salami and meats in there and stuff. Ooh, so that's probably what it would be. But you know what my favorite thing is always, every birthday, it's always the yellow cake.
The yellow chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah,
Duncan Hines?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. The Duncan Hines cake, yes.
Yeah.
So every time that I go home, and this is without fail, every time I go home, every time I walk in my mom and daddy's house, gumbo's on the pot. I can smell it right when I walk in.
Gumbo.
What's in the gumbo, Bo?
So typically,
and you know what I'm talking about, Bo.
So typically, Olivia will be with me these days, or Tara and Kate, and they're more pickier than Olivia is. So typically, it's just like okra and sausage, or okra and chicken, or something like that. Haven't actually eaten squirrel gumbo in quite a few years. So, Nobody at my mom and dad's house will go out and kill the squirrel. See, down at my like my aunt's down in South Louisiana, I got a bunch of cousins that'll actually go out and kill the squirrel and whatnot. So yeah,
that's right.
It's gumbo for me though.
Oh my goodness!
All right, so we got a social question here from Josh Willis on Twitter. What's up, Josh? What is the Midday Show opinion of Bryce Young?
Did you see that? Did you see the video of him yesterday walking with the backpack?
Yes, he looked like a fourth grader going
there. He looked like he just won, got $5,000 of MacBook and
you know what? My opinion on Bryce Young is that I don't know, Joe, because I thought last year I really did. I'm not the only person that thought like this. Was the structure around him with the coaching, the offensive staff, and having a veteran like Andy, I thought that was perfect for him. Mm-hmm. And then you find out after the fact that there's the divisive of the offensive coaches, got the owner who we know who he is and everything. Mm-hmm. They didn't have talent around him. And so I said, if Adam Thielen is your number one receiver at this stage of his career, it's going to be a long year for this kid.
Yeah.
And it was. So I don't know. I know he got a quarterback. He got a head coach who did works with Baker and Geno, and I know all that, but I just don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to like totally write him off because of the size, because obviously we like seeing smaller quarterbacks can have success. And I don't know, did you see the Caleb Williams kind of video
that they
put out there? Yeah. So that's the kind of thing that you want from that smaller quarterbacks, to get out of the pocket and have those crazy arm angles and stuff like that. But I don't really recall a lot of Bryce Young actually doing that kind of stuff last year either. Seemed like to me he was just kind of trying to throw out of the pocket, and that's where the size, it will hurt you. So they got to change something up there, obviously, to free him up. You would think that Dave Canales, though, is a good offensive coordinator that would be able to fix him. He fixed Baker, so
let's see what he can do.
Yeah, he's a more talented player.
All right, one last quick one here, fellas. Go down to Danielle in Atlanta to finish this up. Danielle, don't suck.
Hey, how you doing, Randy?
What's up, man?
And Bo. Hey, I just wanted to know, man, when you first got out, when you were single, what was the first thing you learned how to cook and what? How easy was it? Because, man, I'm struggling. I don't cook. I always buy stuff. I'm tired of doing that.
Oh, man. It's so crazy because I was always – I was, you know, latchkey kid, everything like that. So I learned how to cook by watching my mama. I can't even
spaghetti.
Remember. Probably
spaghetti. Yeah. I mean, that was like in college. I just ate a lot of spaghetti.
Yeah, man. But I mean, I could cook pretty much anything that I eat now. But like, I would say I could never when I was could get a steak right how I wanted it. Could get the steak right.
Yeah.
Spaghetti's get you an air fryer, easy. Bro. Get you an air fryer.
Air fryers are great. Yeah. Yes.
Even a crock pot. Then look online for a bunch of recipes, and you'll be all right.
Yeah, man. Crockpot, the only thing is you got to have time. So get your Instapot.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That pressure cooker. That's where it's at. Yes. All right, let's get a takeaways of the day.
All right, now we have takeaways every single day. Andy did not give me his, so I will go. Well, I was going first. My takeaway of the day is Andy, and I saw it with my own two eyes, but I just thought it was because of a specific way. Andy is a khaki and blazer guy at a wedding. And he wore the khaki, the blazer, the tie, and the brown shoes, just like he said.
Yep.
Boat.
Kyle Pitts going to take the mound and throw out a first pitch like a slimmed down CC Sabathia.
He did say that.
And hey, man, Bo knows all the body parts.
He does, man. I mean, Otero is a daggone nurse now. She big time, and it's time to rip off on you, Bo. So now we got you thinking that you're a medical professional, along with Abe to think he's a professional.
I mean, JP, I know the body parts.
JP, man, I appreciate you so much, man. I really do. I thank you for hanging out with me right now. I know Bucks listening, so hopefully everything is good with you. Thank you to Raheem this week, also Kyle Pitts. We will be back in studio on Monday, but we'll be back up here Tuesday. Everybody, please have a wonderful, safe weekend. Jersey Mike, appreciate you as always. Also, my man G back at the ranch. Dukes and Bell up at Hooters. Y'all have a good weekend. Be safe, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Watch out now.
Have a little bit of fun. Just ain't no telling where I might end up.